A first-of-its-kind study in New Zealand has revealed an alarming incidence of violent and non-consensual sexual acts in online pornography. The country's Office of Film and Literature Classification looked at 200 popular films and found one in three portrayed sex without consent. The findings have raised concerns about the number of children being exposed to pornography and viewing habits of Australians. Eleni Soltis reports, and a warning, listeners may find the following story confronting.
New Zealand's Office of Film and Literature Classification decided to look at what actually is popular on the website Pornhub after a recent survey revealed 3 in 4 young New Zealanders have watched porn by the age of 17.
We found around about 35% of the clips contain some element of non-consensual behaviour.
That's David Shanks, New Zealand's chief censor.
That was an element where one of the actors or actresses indicated some resistance or reluctance to engage in sexual activity. And yet, as the clip unfolded, in the face of pressure or persistence by the other party, they would eventually consent and engage in sex. And that's a problem given that young New Zealanders and teenagers are viewing this kind of material.
Australia is also looking into the impact of porn on young viewers. There is currently a federal inquiry into how to limit or stop minors accessing online porn by looking at ways to verify the age of viewers. Here's the committee's chair, Andrew Wallace.
We have, in fact, received over 4,500 submissions from everyday Australians that have concerns about the readily available access of minors to online porn. We want to create an online world where what's legal in the real world should be legal online and what's illegal in the real world should be illegal online.
But the porn industry says its line of work is far too often vilified. Kim is an independent porn producer based in Sydney. She says society in general needs to talk more about sex.
I think that conversations around porn need to be coming from sex educators. I think our conversations around consent with our youth in general are extremely lacking, and I feel like we're already missing out on, I guess, even teaching most teenagers about the diversity of sex and sexual experiences.
She says she doesn't have a problem with exploring themes such as non-consensual sex, provided all the actors and crew are comfortable with the production.
Porn can often be a really, really great way for women in particular to explore those ideas and those fantasies in what is quite a safe environment. So I don't think we should shut down violent porn as a whole, if that makes sense.
Are you suggesting women want non-consensual sex?
I don't think that women want non-consensual sex, but women might have non-consensual sex fantasies.
Deakin University's Dr. Debbie Ollis is one of Australia's leading sexuality education researchers. She says she's worried these themes or fantasies can lead to violence against women.
Look, I think it can translate to reality because if you've got young people who are spending a great deal of time, and we know the research shows that, a great deal of time watching pornography, then that's where they're learning about sex and what partners want. So if they are seeing sort of women happily strangled or being available whenever they're wanted, so, you know, it's not surprising that then young men, when they start relationships, you know, think, oh, well, you know, that's what women want.
New Zealand's Office of Film and Literature Classification also found 10% of the films showed physical aggression, 46% showed incest, so these were people having sex with a family member or a step family member, and only 3% showed sex using condoms. Filmmaker Kim says condoms can pose a number of problems.
I know a lot of people that do really, really like to see condoms in porn, and I've even done a few films myself where we do use safe sex barriers, and that's had really, really good responses. But when we've had these conversations, particularly for people that shoot porn quite frequently, like multiple days a week, there can actually be huge issues with using condoms in every scene because condom use can actually create something called latex drag. Even if you're using lots of lube, you just get more friction there. And when that happens, women in particular are more at risk for things like micro tearing, which also introduces the possibility for more infections.
Anna Brownfield describes herself as a feminist erotic filmmaker and runs Poison Apple Productions in Australia. She says she's very concerned that only 3% of films in this New Zealand report featured condoms.
I've always had a strict policy on my set that it's safe sex only, and simply because, you know, I mean, I grew up in an era where, you know, AIDS was around. You know, we were, you know, my sex education in my teenage years was about safe sex. So, you know, I think sexually transmitted diseases are still a problem now. And I mean, I'm talking to a lot of younger people, you know, that is one thing that keeps coming up is how many of them do have sexually transmitted diseases or aren't actually practicing safe sex, yet they're having, you know, multiple partners. And I think that's really concerning.
The ABC contacted the Department of Communications and the Arts about whether it has conducted research on porn consumption and porn content, like its New Zealand counterpart. It hasn't. But it did point to research done by the Office of the eSafety Commissioner, which found 39% of Australian parents with children aged between 13 and 17 thought that their children had, or were very likely to have, been exposed to online pornography. Anna Brownfield says she's worried young people are using pornography as a form of sex education.
It does worry me. But again, I think it comes back to, you know, we need to educate both men and women about consent. We need to have better sex education that's not just, doesn't just sort of rely on the sort of the heteronormative machinations of how to make a baby sort of thing, but it looks at pleasure, it looks at consent, that these are things that are discussed. But also I think the fact that so many young people have access to pornography at the moment, that also needs to be something that's discussed, I think, in sex education now as well. The fact it is fantasy, it's not a reality, it's about a performance, it's about the camera being able to get in there and get the best shot. It's not what sex is like in real life.
Deakin University's Dr. Debbie Ollis has helped develop policy and resources for sexuality education at the state and Commonwealth level for the past two decades.
The focus in sex education has historically been one that's around disease prevention, around the prevention of sexual assault, the prevention of pregnancy, rather than acknowledging that sexuality, we're born with it, there are positives, there's intimacy, desire and pleasure.
Why do you think it's critical to address pleasure, desire, intimacy in sex education for children? What benefits does it have?
Well, it makes them feel positive about their bodies rather than negative, you know, even consent. So something like consent, the other side of, you know, looking at sort of sexual consent and lack of consent is actually understanding what feels nice.
A final report by the Federal Inquiry into Age Verification for Online Wagering and Pornography is expected to be released mid-next year.
That's Eleni Soltis with that report.